So just who is being locked out? CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur?
Shut down a number of accounts from Iran. We're talking about thousands of accounts here. Russia as well, Spain and Venezuela. And all of these are somehow being used to try and influence perspectives on Twitter and encourage the political views of the various groups.
This is on the heels of similar actions at Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all with keen knowledge of the internet trolling fiasco that was the 2016 elections and accounts accused of hate speech and homophobia.
Twitter needs to figure out how to be a place where people have a voice while also not being a place that governments use to spread propaganda and disrupt elections. And right now, I think everyone in Silicon Valley would admit that it is not there. It has not figured this out.
Twitter is not only shutting down these accounts, but also making the documents available publicly. And Schur says he is anxious to dig deeply into some of them, especially ones originating in Moscow. In San Francisco, Tim Ryan, KCBS.